Cliff Central.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central. We're starting a little late, so we need to get into this very, very quickly. But we
Hello.
It's good to see you, Olivia, and you're looking fantastic.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here again every single Thursday.
What's the show about? Tell everyone who's just joining us.
You know, it's for the entrepreneurs, especially the high potential executives and ambitious entrepreneurs who want to grow their businesses and fast track their careers.
Yes, so, and we say it every week, you hear the title Future CEO and you say, I'm a future CEO, then this is the show for you. We're sticking our neck into your heads
your
neck of the woods, rather, this first half hour. And then the second half hour, we're talking to I think he's a genius, right? Modular Innovations is his brand. But we'll get more into that at the half hour break. Right now, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the business of film, you know what? And it's the latter end of the European Film Fest SA. And in studio, we've got the director of the Goethe Institute, Ben, but I want you to introduce yourself. And then we've got my dear friend, Katerina Hirden, and she's the director of the festival and curator. And then we have Nhlanhla Ndaba, and he is the CEO of Dotty Productions. Yes, congratulations, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk European Film Fest SA.
Shall we get them to introduce themselves very quickly? You did a great job. Who should we start with?
Ben.
Let's go with Ben. Yes, you're a rose. Go.
Hello, everybody. My name is Benjamin. I'm happy to be a very career-driven show. I must clarify one thing, though, in the first place. I'm not the director. Maybe to be, to
okay,
come.
Okay, to be.
But
to
I'm
be.
The public relations officer at the moment of the Goethe Institute in South Africa. And as such, have been working together with Katerina and Nhlanhla on the European Film Festival that's currently running. And yeah, that's me. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us a little bit about what the Goethe Institute does right here in South Africa.
So the Goethe Institute is the official cultural institute of Germany in a lot of countries worldwide. So there are over 140 Goethe Institutes all over the world. And the South African one is based in Johannesburg. So what we do is we offer a wide range of cultural events. The film festival is one of them that we're organizing with together with partners, but we're also active within other spheres of the arts and culture, music, interdisciplinary festivals, theater projects, photography. We are working with a range of other initiatives that kind of focus more on arts entrepreneurship and arts infrastructure.
Fantastic.
And we're offering German as a foreign language, so people can learn German in our offices.
Good. Danke, I think. Something like that, right?
Bitte schön.
Bitte schön.
It's good to have you here. Thank you. It sounds like we've got one of the right people and voices behind that mic. Katerina, who are you? And just give us a little bit of a sense of where you're coming from with your journey.
I am a film programmer, mainly. So I program film. I work for film festival, different film festivals. I sit in selection panels. I am the co-programmer of the First Wednesday Film Club.
Okay.
That happens every month at Atlas Studios. And at the moment, I'm also the director of the third edition of the European Film Festival.
So when people say European Film Festival, I mean, I'm thinking, wow, this is a big thing. I'm thinking Cannes, those kinds of things. How did you get involved there? I mean, it's a nice brand to be associated with, isn't it?
It's a great brand. It's the third time it's running in South Africa. Many countries where there are European representations and embassies have their own festivals, European film festivals. But every festival is an independent, and so is ours. And It's a concept that works. People in South Africa like film from Europe, like film in general, I think,
sure.
and film from Europe as well. It offers something, beyond the
ordinary,
yeah. Yes. The mainstream cinema that tend to dominate here and elsewhere.
Of course, we can hear you've got an accent. Where are you from?
Sweden.
Sweden. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know any Swedish. I don't even know how to say hello or thank you. But
hey, thank
you. nice to see you. Nhlanhla, a very quick intro, please.
Yeah, my name is Nhlanhla Ndaba, and I run a production company called Dotty Productions. We specialize in television projects. We do events, we do a bit of project management, and our main focus when it comes to film festivals is that we manage and run a number of film festivals that happen within the South African landscape.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting.
So, guys, just my first question is that we want to know, as artists and as patrons and as practitioners of the industry, what are the great differences are you finding between the European landscape and the South African landscape? Just even as, you know, a CEO in the business or a director or a curator, anyone can answer.
I think it's a difficult question because, I mean, Africa is everything. I mean, it's a diverse space, and so is Europe. So, yeah. more would be more informative to talk in terms of countries and what. So it, I mean, all a question of in terms of film, what countries can you get state support for film? For example,
okay,
where is there an infrastructure to distribute your films and getting them viewed, and where there are film economies anyway. I think there's no unifying model that unites Europe, and the same thing in Africa and South Africa. South Africa, obviously, I mean, has an infrastructure that many other countries on the continent, not all, but many other countries lack, and fortunate in that regard.
Is it a bad thing that there isn't some kind of unifying structure? Is it a good thing? What are your thoughts?
I mean, on a continental level, I think it's impossible. I mean, a country in itself is diverse enough, and to unify people like with different languages, different experiences, different histories, different ways of interacting, and I think that would be difficult. I think I like diversity.
I think it's also important to mention that structures are overlapping somehow. If you look, for example, at a format like the Berlinale Talents, which is a kind of a workshop format for young filmmakers and film professionals running as part of the Durban Film Fest, and also at film festivals all over the world, as kind of an offspring of the Berlinale Festival, and also in order to bring together filmmakers from different regions and different countries.
Yes.
I think you see that within the film scene, probably more than within other arts scenes, even, there is a lot of exchange going on, and those structures are kind of overlapping each other as well, and in many cases leading to interesting co-productions maybe, or ideas for films that otherwise wouldn't have been created.
Also because it's not in Europe, they also feel financing film is difficult everywhere in the world. So you have a lot of co-productions in Europe between different European countries, across continents as well.
Glenza, for you.
I mean, the one thing that really strikes me all the time is that we have the content. The content is there. What we lack sometimes in cinema is the numbers, the audiences. And we need to get to a space where we try and start developing those audiences. You know, we don't have a film going culture. So we need to try and establish that first in order to be able to start sharing these ideas and, having some sort of a cross-cultural thing happening with other countries. And that's where we really lack. We don't have access to those audiences.
That's an interesting question, though. In my mind, it's a case of demand and supply. You know, supply will always, demand will always drive the kind of supply there is. So, I mean, I hear you when you say, well, we don't have the audience, but is it maybe because the supply is incorrect?
The supply is there. It's just access to cinemas. We live in very tough economic times, and somebody has to make a decision between buying bread and going to the cinema.
Okay.
You know, they'll buy bread. Getting to where the cinemas are is a challenge for a majority of the people in the country. I mean, some of the projects we run are outreach, where we go to rural areas.
Correct.
You know, you go to a place like Yankendorp, we go to Kimberley, we go to, you know, all these other towns that are neglected, and you hardly find a cinema in those spaces. So, you know, we've developed a model where we basically pack a screen and speakers and a projector, and we go out into the rural area and just, you know, in the middle of the field, put up a screen a film and get people to come through and watch. And it's a way of trying to get to those audiences, because even in the cities, I mean, you know, as much as privileged as people in urban areas are, it's very difficult to attract the audience, you know, from say townships, for instance, you know, transport issues. It's a big issue that we need to find solutions to, you know, as a creative community.
You know what, on Future CEOs, we always talk about the power of partnerships. And I know the Guta being the coordinator, and I know Karina being the curator, you've got a lot of partnerships with embassies in South Africa. How does that influence just us as South Africans and the man in the streets, those kind of partnerships? Does it filter down? Does it have an impact?
You mean in the context of the film festival?
Yes, in the context of the film festival.
I mean, I think every input and every new idea or insight or experience that you share with someone from somewhere else is leading to some kind of growth and some kind of change. And I think not only, you know, for the people, you know, if the Goethe Institute works with local communities and local artists and that will also impact on Goethe itself. It's like it's a mutual relationship of an exchange.
And Ben, what do you have to say about that? What do you do?
I pretty much agree. It's actually one main pillar, so to say, of our work. It's not only about kind of showcasing German culture or a German film in that instance, for example. It's very much about creating a kind of a two-way exchange between the arts and culture scenes and therefore the societies as well through that way. So beyond, for example, presenting German films or bringing German artists or musicians to South Africa, we are engaging in a lot of projects that work the other way around as well. For example, just in a few weeks from now, we're hosting a festival in Berlin that is called African Futures.
Love it.
Lovely, yeah.
And you might have heard of the leg of the festival that took place in Joburg last year in October, and also in Lagos and in Nairobi. So it was
lovely.
A three-country festival. And now we're bringing that to Berlin together with a range of artists and thinkers and creatives from all over the continent. And they will spend quite some time there. There is an established partner network already existing in Berlin where people from different African countries are establishing their own hubs and displaying cultural perspectives and projects that they find interesting. And they are one of our partners in Berlin. So I think that is the interesting part when it comes to projects that involve kind of international cultural exchange. It's not about a one dimension, one way showcase. It has to work in both directions. And that is what most countries are increasingly doing when they approach those kind of cultural exchange programs.
So I'm fascinated by this idea of comparing the markets. And I realize, as you, Katrina, as you've said, that it's very diverse. It's very difficult to do. But there must be. We're talking to some future CEOs who are in this industry, who want to push forward. They want to grow businesses. Maybe they want to start a production house, whatever the case is. But they need some insight. What are some of the things that you are seeing, and this is an open question, where maybe on a local level we're not doing some of the right things? What are those mistakes that we're making here in South Africa, or maybe just Southern Africa?
I think in terms of you know, television projects, we don't see enough support, you know, be it from government or other government agencies. The gatekeepers, you know, are really keeping those gates really tightly closed. And if you look at countries like America, you know, they use film to sell their propaganda, but it's something that we fail to do here very much, because we have a lot of people that have their own personal prejudices, and it becomes a really difficult situation, you know, when you as a young filmmaker and you're trying to present your projects out there. I mean, some of the focus that we have in our company is that we focus on the gay and lesbian films.
Yes,
that's the niche that we target.
Okay,
and we've had projects canned because somebody was uncomfortable about it.
Sure,
you know, so as long as we have those kinds of people and those kinds of attitudes, it's going to be hard to really open this market up for future, you know.
And it's so sad when those kind of that genre is not really accepted at home, but you know it can travel and do well. You know what I mean, in overseas markets. And for me, that is just that's the saddest that your own people and your own content and your own economy doesn't accept your work, your hard work.
Yeah, it's really hard hitting because I mean, I have my partner is a director in the company. You know, direct a lot of work, and we are well known outside of South Africa. You know, we have universities using our projects as case studies. You know, we are invited to a number of film festivals all over the world.
Can you believe it?
But we are completely unknown in this country. And even when you go to, you know, national broadcasters and people like that, you know, they just look at you like, oh, really? You want us to put a gay film on TV? Are you serious? So, yeah, it's those kinds of things that we still need to push and fight and get people to get over those prejudices that they have.
Okay, so that's some of the resistance, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be that guy in the room. So that's some of the resistance you're finding, but what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing up-and-coming producers or directors or whomever it is making? Let's go there.
I think we are so caught up in this whole idea of, you know, knowing somebody in order to go in. You know, people are not pushing hard enough. You don't push yourself to a level where you say, this is what I want and I'm going to do whatever it takes. You want those connections.
Inside connections.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And that's a big drawback that I've noticed within the industry.
What do they call it in other worlds? Tenderpreneurship, right?
Tenderpreneurship.
I mean, that really is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is.
Katrina, thoughts here?
I think in general that, but if I frame it differently, like changes that I see happening, it's more collaborations.
Lovely.
That people are reaching out to, like, understanding that you can achieve things together that you can't achieve alone, and especially actually on an international level or within the continent, that where South Africa sometimes has forgotten that it's part of Africa. I see that filmmakers are talking to each other across countries and discuss the possibilities for co-production and even like engaging in co-productions, which I find that I think that's very encouraging. And I think just to go where you were, like the general, which I think is also happening but can happen much more, is the appreciation of local in general. Both as consuming audiences and as producers, that you turn to your own and see, like, okay, we can do this together instead of turning elsewhere.
Being in a leadership position, like the director or the curator of the European Film Festival SA, what does it take to do what you have to do and to get the job done and to make it a success over the past week?
Passion, I think. I mean, I love film. I love the potential. I love storytelling through film. I love putting films together that tells various stories about various places and increase imagination and ideas. And I think that's it.
Ben, skills or connection to be successful in business?
Do I have to choose between the two?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Then you answer.
Then I'll say skills, and one of those skills should be the ability to make good and right connections in the right way.
Well said.
I think that would be my answer.
We can't just
leave it
there.
Yeah, come on, Ben.
What key skills do you believe are necessary here? So we speak about characteristics being passion or some kind of drive, but what are the key skills that are essential to success in this era? Especially you coming from an organization that does a lot of training, a lot of development.
Well, I think passion is a very good point to start with because it kind of triggers down towards attention to detail and towards the will and the ability to follow up even on small details that in the end determine the success of a project.
Correct.
So I think passion is one part that can't only be seen as something emotional because it plays very much into kind of the hard facts of the skills that you will then need in any job. So I think that's one side of it. I also think, especially when it comes to film, it's obviously thinking about your audiences, about who you are going to target with, about resisting maybe, especially when you're very much inside the scene, resisting to kind of look at what you like personally, or what you find appealing or cutting edge or whatever, because there's a bigger picture and a bigger audience, especially when you think about the aim to develop new audiences that might not even be interested in film yet or in that kind of film yet. So I think Katarina did an extraordinary job in terms of that when we look at the festival program. So those are two aspects that come to my mind immediately when I think about the skill set needed in this environment that we're speaking about now.
And Clancy, do you reflect some of those, or are you still working on some of those skills?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
Do you still need to work on them?
A bit of both. I mean, passion is quite important, especially within the South African context when it comes to television and film. And, without that, really, you're not going to make it, because it's really hard in this country to make a living out of television, and you need to have the passion to be able to drive you there. Skills, I mean, we have film schools, but you can, there's two ways in which one can acquire this knowledge. You know, you can go to a film school and learn if you can afford it. If you can't, don't allow that to be a hindrance. You know, you can always knock at a production company's doors, and once you get in there, it's just that people want the high jobs before they even learn, the ropes.
Yeah, before they put the 10,000 hours in.
Yeah, so learn, make the tea, sweep the floors, sit next to the producer, see what they do.
Get
on
your
a daily
foot in
basis.
The door.
Yeah.
Get your
watch
foot in
movies.
The door.
Commit
watch
yourself.
Movies.
Watch movies. Yeah, yeah. Very important, actually. Yeah.
Buy movies.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yeah.
It's a very good point. I guess the trouble with this kind of conversation is that there's so many different ways that we could pull this apart and look at it. A final word, because we are actually running out of time. You see, we told you that the time moves very quickly. Just a final thought, perhaps, to the budding future CEO of a production company or a actor or actress that is out there that is struggling but really wanting to get there. And Phoebe, we will end this with you.
No.
No, because you're part of the industry. Who would like to share just a thought? Katarina?
A vision. I mean, the passion, like I said, for what you're actually doing, and with the sense of detail, with the sense of being able to also, which is Ben's role, also to be able to communicate what it is, but to have a strong vision and to like knowing this I love and I think this is important because of something bigger, maybe than what only concerns you and your closest ones and but to a wider perspective.
Katarina, where do you see the European Film Fest SA in the next couple of years?
I think
dreams and goals?
I think it will continue, and I think it will grow a bigger and wider audience. It has a big audience already, and I think it's going to grow to attract even more people, and people who didn't think that they were, who thought that European film is something that is not for me, or think that it's something difficult or to mainstream.
Yeah.
Mainstream all sorts of. I'm interested in that. That's what we do with First Wednesday Film Club also, to mainstream what is not yet mainstream too.
Very nice.
Ben?
Believe in local talent and in local stories,
yes.
I would say. Yeah. As someone who's not directly within the industry, maybe even as a viewer, because that's what I like to see wherever I am, seeing stories on the screen about things that are happening in my immediate environment.
I love that.
So I think if it's done good and with passion and with the skills we talked about, it will work.
Very nice.
I think, believing in yourself, don't allow lack of resources or access to stop you from pursuing that dream. You know, push, take that cell phone and show initiative, shoot whatever, shoot birds flying, show some initiative. That's what's going to open the doors for you.
Very, very nice.
And it's all about our industry being like, the rising pharaoh, that we don't have to tell dogma stories of African people or situations or cultures. You know, we can keep it relevant and keep it exciting and keep it unique.
All right. to all of you, thank you for being part of the conversation. We appreciate your insights, and I look forward to perhaps trying out a little bit of this European film stuff.
It closes on Sunday.
When is it? On Sunday. It closes Cinema Nouveau.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rosebank.
Okay. Well, yeah, so if you're listening and you want to go and try it out, I'll give it a go as well. Get to Rosebank before Sunday. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We have to say goodbye there. Up next, we're going to be talking to Hassan Darwish from Modular Innovations. We'll see you right after this.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.